بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا حبيبنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه وأولاده وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشيائه وأتباعه وأمته وعلينا أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد السابق للخلق نوره ورحمة للعالمين ظهوره، عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعيد من ومن شقي. صلاة تستغرق الأرض وتجري الحد، صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء، صلاة دائمة بدوامك ولا آله وصحبه كذلك، والحمد لله على ذلك. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمة كاسد الأمة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد كاسد الكرب. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بعدد الداء والدواء وبعدد العلة والشفاء. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد بقدر حسنه وجماله وكماله ونواله، صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما. يا رب بالمصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ مقاصدنا، اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم، وحفظنا فيما بقي. يا إله العالمين لا تعذبنا فإنا مقرون بالذي قد كان منا. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومحبوبنا ومولانا محمد شافي الإلل ومفرج الكروب بإذن علام الغيوب، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. Most respected and honorable ulama-i kiram, hufaz, elder brother in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin first by making shukr to Allah Jalla wa Ala for the ni'mat of iman and all the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with in the wake of our iman. The ni'mat of iman is the greatest ni'mat that any person can possess. Alhamdulillah. There is no ni'mat greater than the ni'mat of iman. The ni'mat of iman is the sole criteria by which Allah Ta'ala will determine a person's perpetual future in the qabr and the akhirat. And it is the ni'mat of iman also by which Allah Ta'ala decides how we're going to live in this dunya. If a person, alhamdulillah, or people have iman, alhamdulillah, they will lead very tranquil lives. Whether they are rich or poor or sick or healthy or wise or unwise or whatever. But Allah Ta'ala will ensure وَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. They will live a very tranquil and comfortable life. And unfortunately, when people disobey Allah Jalla wa Ala, we read in the Quran the lives of all the ummatis that went before us. Every Nabi, those who obeyed the Nabi survived, they stayed with the Nabi. Those who disobeyed the Anbiya ala Nabi and our Salatu wa Salam were doomed by Allah Ta'ala. They wouldn't make it anywhere. May Allah give us tawfiq, first of all, to understand iman and make qadar of this iman. And Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't depart from the dunya but as Muslimin, submissive, be submissive to the will of Allah Ta'ala. Now that Allah Ta'ala asked us to do this, Allah Ta'ala never asked anybody to do anything which they cannot manage. So Allah Ta'ala asked us, so we do have to do the necessary to look after the iman. Among the most important things is we must acknowledge that, Ya Allah, I can't do it. I can't do anything. I require your help. I require your assistance. This is what is liked by Allah Ta'ala most in a banda. His admission of his inability. That is what Allah wants. If a person, na'udhubillah, thinks he's very clever, he can do it all himself, he gets stuck at the first marhala. So, beg Allah Ta'ala, read the relevant ayat, رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِقْ قُلُوبَنَا تُوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ. There are lots of ayat concerning this. So read them as frequently as we can. وَيَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّونَ بِرَحْمَةِ. Exceptionally, very, very effective for the preservation of iman, and we did as often as we can. Whenever Rasul Pakhram was faced with a problem or a calamity, he used to resort to this dua. And in our nawafid, we did in our sujood as well. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us to love with iman. Allah give us of it. Also, may Allah shukr, Allah Ta'ala make us ummatis of the greatest in His entire creation. Alhamdulillah. That is the relationship we should even put our head inshallah for the rest of our life. We will never ever be able to thank Allah Ta'ala wa Allah for the fact that Allah Ta'ala made us ummatis of this great, great Nabi of His. Alhamdulillah. Every step of our life we are dependent on the intercession of Rasul Pak Sallallahu. Even in this dunya, Rasulullah is alive, and so are all the Ambiya. It is our belief, our yakin, our conviction that when we, for example, stand at the Rosa Mubarak and make salam, Rasulullah listens to us, he hears us, he replies. And when we make dua from here to Allah Jalla Wala, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will answer our dua and build and strengthen our bond with Rasulullah. But we have to do also one other thing. The ayat inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. That sirajan munira, what it means is that the Mubarak heart of Rasulullah disseminates nur and effulgence all the time, even greater than the nur of the sun. Why? The nur of the sun disappears at night. The nur of Rasulullah never disappears. And we draw from there. But the drawing is proportionate to how much we love Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah, how much durood we send on Rasulullah, how much do we practice the sunnah of Rasulullah. So the proportionate to all that, we will draw effulgence from the Mubarak Nur of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah. If a person, that is why you mentioned that if a person reads only Durood Sharif as his dhikr for the day and night and whenever, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will look after his affairs for the rest of his life. That is the greatness of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is not easy and not difficult for us to love Allah Ta'ala and Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasul said, love Allah Ta'ala because He feeds you. In other words, everything we have, we gifted to us by Allah Jalla Wala. Nothing is our own. Our existence is gifted to us. Every molecule in our body, every drop of blood, everything may have been, as Rasulullah said, love Allah Jalla because He feeds you. The feeding is one thing. There are millions of other things that Allah Jalla Wala is doing for us. So make a lot of shukr and love Allah Ta'ala. And then Rasulullah said, very humbly and modestly, he said, love me because I am the beloved of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allah give us the peace. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned namaz 84 times, sabr 84 times, zakat 84 times, namaz 84 times, sabr 93 times, and taqwa 248 times. Think, reflect on this. Why did Allah Ta'ala mention this so many times, the word taqwa? I just read in this week Hazrat Shaykhul Arab al-Ajam Mawlana Hakim Aftar Sahib al-Ahmatullahi wrote. He said even it didn't dawn on him before he wrote this. So, and he's honest about it, Alhamdulillah. If it was me, I would say, no, I knew this from long ago. Anyway, so Hazrat said the reason why Allah Ta'ala insisted on taqwa so many times is because if we forfeit taqwa, we are forfeiting Allah Jalla Wala. We are losing the battle. And the more we neglect, the more we sin we commit, the nearer we are going to Shaitan. And Allah Jalla Wala, He created us for survival in the dunya. That's why He doesn't want us to go to Shaitan. He wants us to stay in His camp. So that inshallah we will be saved from the calamities of the dunya, qabr and akhirah. And how are we going to get saved? By inculcating taqwa, so taqwa will protect us, inshallah. And remember one thing, sin by its very nature is a very, very, very dirty thing. Sin, I just told you, takes you away from Allah. Some gunas are such that they take you straight into kufr. In the Quran, in Surah Hadarat, Hujarat, right there at the beginning, that if you show disrespect to Rasulullah, habidat amaluhum, gone is your iman. And you won't even know. So whenever discussing Fakhriddin Alam Sarwar-e Kainat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make sure it is with a lot of love and respect. And also never ever question the sunnah. Who are we? Appreciate every, if you're not aware of what it means, ask your Fatiha, ask the Messiah. That's why we are gathered here, to try and inshallah recognize the fact that we are totally dependent on the assistance of our Messiah to move that extra mile and get closer to Allah Ta'ala and thereby attain what Allah Ta'ala wants us to attain, that is proximity to Him and distance from Shaitan. As I told you, if you don't do the necessary year, you can end up losing your iman. Allah protect us and Allah protect our iman. Also very important is, don't speak on deen if you're not qualified. Many people, because they unfortunately not qualified, they say anything they want to. As a result, sometimes you make utterances of kufr and you're going to lose your iman. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. Also, the ayat I recite that ittaqullah, we want taqwa at all costs because our safety lies in that. Now, if you want taqwa, Allah Pak says, kunu ma'al sadiqeen, sit with the pious, sit with the pious. You will benefit from them and then inshallah your taqwa will grow from strength to strength. That is what we have to do. No person in the world ever became a wali on his own. Can't happen. No person who did not go for tazkiyah progressed in the spiritual field and brought his heart closer to Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah. No person will ever manage. Great ulama have emphasized the necessity for this. Hazrat Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he wrote a kitab Tafsir Madhari. Why did he name it Madhari? Because of his sheikh. His sheikh was Sheikh Mirza Madhar Janjana. Hazrat was a muhaddith par excellence, Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Sahib. Sabdul Ghani said that he is like the Bayhaqi of his time. Alhamdulillah. And Hazrat Mirza, his sheikh, said on the day of Qiyamah, I will take him and put him there in front of Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So now they all insist that whether you study deen or not, in fact, if you study deen, it's all the more necessary for you. Ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Sit in the company of the pious and inculcate taqwa. On your own, you will never ever manage. And once you sit in the company of the pious, that is such a powerful formula of looking for success that Mujaddidul Millat Hazrat Allama Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote. Any person who sits in the company of the pious, I guarantee he will die of iman. Our greatest worry is that how are we going to die as believers, as munafiqs, as hypocrites, or whatever. But here is the solution. Hazrat is saying, sit in the company of the pious. No matter for what you sit there, whatever your reason may be, go with the need for our benefit. That, Ya Allah, I want to find you. I want to find Rasulullah. So make it easy for me. That is why I am going to those bushes. And the nature, a little love for the awliyaullah is of such a kind that constantly the rahmat of Allah Jalla wa Ala descends on these people. Alhamdulillah. And if we are there, some of the droplets of rahmat and mercy that comes our way, we benefit from them as well. One incident, once Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi went to Karachi, to Mufti Yisrael Islam Rahmatullah Alayhi Madrasa. After Ashraf, everybody was sitting around Hazrat, Hazrat was busy with his zikr. Then Maghrib, afterwards, Mawlana Taqi asked his father, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat didn't say a single word in the entire time there. So his father told him, Are Baba, when you sit in the company of a person like that, it's not necessary for him to say anything. Just the fact that you are sitting there next to him, the rahmat of Allah Jalla wa Ala cascades on these people constantly. And if you are there, you're going to benefit, definitely. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Sometimes when you sit in the majlis of people like Hazrat Mufti Mahmudul Hasan Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali with Darija, he very seldom used to talk after Asr. All the time, but you can see he's counting on his finger. Alhamdulillah. The reason is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala comes to them, and from their mubarak nur al-qalb, we gain that benefit. Alhamdulillah. So that the lesson is obvious. If we want to make progress, our responsibility is sit in the presence of the awliyaullah so that we can get closer. The ayat, so I said, Abba Yan Pramaya. Salam Atiya Abdi Mubilim. Toba Astaghfirullah, Toba Astaghfirullah. Toba Astaghfirullah. What we need to do is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Mufti Sati Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was a Mufti of Pakistan, was among the greatest, very, very, very senior learned people in the millet of Islam, generally everywhere. He wrote that you want the straight path. It has been the tradition of Allah Jalla Wala that it is to be found in two things. The book of Allah Ta'ala and the men of Allah, Rijalullah, the Allah Wala. You can't do it with one alone and you can't do it with one alone on the side. You need these people to guide you so that you can mend your life according to their guidance. And then insha'Allah of these, search in their company, they will explain to you exactly what you ought to be doing to get close to Allah. On our own, the ulama, all right. The any person who tried on his own to understand the kitab or make your own tazkiyah, at the end of the day, he suffered, he was doomed. Because why? We can't do it on our own, how we will manage? We need the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Sirat al-Ladina namta alayhim. The path of those, Ya Allah, whom you are blessed. Minan Nabiin wa Siddiqin wa Shuhadai wa Salihin. These are the people. And the Nabi of Allah wasn't going to live forever. He was going to live as sad as it is for us. He left the dunya. So now Allah Ta'ala gave us three other categories of people to look for and set in their company to improve our work. If we're not going to do that, we will not. All the ulama have written, I just told you, Hazrat Mufti Sabihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that the sirat of the mun'im alayhim, those people on whom Allah Ta'ala made his son, that is the path for our salvation and success. On our own we'll never manage. Again, Hazrat Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that after you qualify as an alim or whatever, you have the ilm of nubuwwat. Now you must go and search for the nur of nubuwwat to make that rasis in your system. He says it may be in your head, but it must get to the heart. That's where it must end up. So we have to try our best to do this, inshallah. By sitting in a company of such people, we will benefit. And one other thing, our ulama mentioned. When you become bay'at, first of all, to become bay'at is not farz, definitely not. Islahi ta'luq is farz. Farz can be. What is Islahi ta'luq? To have a relationship with somebody who will guide you, who will guide me, who will guide us. That is farz. Because we have to undergo this therapy of tazkiyah. What is tazkiyah? Clean the inside. The external you can clean, don't play lotto, don't do this, don't do that, always, that's clean. What about the inside? The evil of kufr, shirk, nifaq, love for woman, love for the dunya, greed, hatred, animosity, pride, arrogance. All these things are in the system, it's there. As much as I would like to think, hey, me, I'm a very humble fellow, I'm there. There is no such thing. If you didn't sit in the company of a pious person, and he didn't subject you to the therapy of cleansing yourself, where you just see him, you will not be. That is why among the mandate offered to Rasulullah by Allah Ta'ala was, and the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam also emphasizes, where you just see him, this Nabi will cleanse them, Ya Allah, insha'Allah, all of these. And Sahaba were fortunate, extremely fortunate. That in the presence of Rasulullah, one gaze of benevolence from Rasulullah, and their day was made. Alhamdulillah. Now we have to work because our insides are more dirty than ever before. So we have to make sure we go and sit in the company of pious people, learn from them, and acquire from them. Inshallah. I was telling you, the Messiah also mentioned, when you in the company of yourself, what are you doing there? You want to cleanse yourself. So you have to be very honest about this thing. You have to be honest. In other words, all the masai complain about this. They say what we do is we tell the sheikh, hey, I read Tahajjud, I read Israq, I read Awabin, I read two paras every day. جن یو تائب الحمد للہ یو اینڈ یور شیخ خاصو کو شیخ نو یو میسنگ اراؤنڈ دیئر دا تھنگ یو ناٹ ٹیلنگ ہم از دا سکنس ان یور ہارٹ دیٹ شیخ یو نو واٹ وین مائی وائف اینڈ چلڈرن آر اسلیپ آئی گو ان دا لاؤنج اینڈ لاک دا ڈور اینڈ سیٹ اینڈ واچ انٹرنیٹ فور 3 hours ایوری نائٹ دیٹ از واٹ یو سپوز ٹو ٹیل ہم دیٹ ول ہیلپ یو If you're going to hide from him, it's a wasted effort and time. We didn't become connected to any pious person just so that we could go with him to the dawat and eat whatever he don't offer there and say, Alhamdulillah, I'm well connected. That's no one else. You have to be extremely honest, and that's why he's there. And in this honesty, he's not going to laugh at you, he's not going to tell the whole world, hey, that fellow from my railway came, you know what he told me, you'll never believe. No, no, they don't do all these things, but you have to be honest. If you want to make tarakki in the field of love, and this is farz, to have Israel taluk is farz, to love Allah Ta'ala is farz, to love Rasulullah Sallam is farz, it's compulsory, it's our deen, it's our belief. Now, if you're not going to be honest with yourself, you're not going to get anywhere at all. So what you have to do is remember, be honest, be honest. You want to progress, be honest. You can't hide things from yourself. That is the thing. And that is why the ulama also say that in today's times, all the big fanafilla and those stories for the time being, leave it aside. Make sure you perform your faraid, your sunnati mu'akkada, your dhikr is perfect, complete, alhamdulillah, tilawat of the Quran. And the biggest ibadat is stay out of guna. Stay out of sin. That is the big ibadat. You see, to read namaz is easy. To make zikr is easy. Stay away from guna is difficult. It takes its toll on your heart. And that is what Allah wants from you. That you must feel the strain and the pain of taqwa. That's when He takes you into His bosom and says, you are mine. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We have to show some credibility to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allama Anbar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, a muhaddith par excellence. Those who study know him, they've heard his name many times. Concerning him, it was said, lam yara mithlahu. He never ever saw anybody as learned as himself. Alhamdulillah. He was our imam, our qudwa in everything. One somebody asked, Mujaddidul Millat Hazrat Allama Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, how do you know we are on the right track? He said, somebody, Allama is a Muslim. If there was a fault in Islam, he would have found it. And he would have left the deen. The fact that he stayed and is staying, that means we are safe. Our home is solid, solid, solid. There's no doubt in it. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. He said in his Bukhari Khatam, when he used to complete the Bukhari, he used to tell his students, you have now learned the word, the book of Allah, the ilm of Rasulullah. Now go in search of the nur of Rasulullah, pursued by a pious person. Yesterday also I read Hazrat Hakim Atul Sahib Rahmatullah wrote that Hazrat, one of the greatest Sufis of all time, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Dilani Rahmatullah, also said to all and sundry, that spend 6 months, especially the ulama, this was addressed to the ulama, go spend 6 months in the company of a pious person so that your ilm can get nur in it. Then you're going to progress. With ilm alone, where are you going to go? Nowhere. The nur of ilm is what we have to look for, what we have to search for, and that is to be found in the company of the pious person. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. It is extremely embarrassing for me to see in the company of people like this. Allah maaf kare, Allah forgive. In conclusion, we all pray and make dua to Allah Jalla Wala that He makes our coming here a great success. Let it not happen that we go home and tomorrow we're back where we were. The enemy number one in our life is the TV. If you can shut that thing down, you want one big better for you, I'm a Muslim. And then the satellite, the phone. More marriages are broken up because of the phone than anything else ever before. For a week we hear about things are going. One of our family females went to a function, next door was another auntie sitting talking. That auntie said, you know what, I got four sons. Three are divorced. Too much garbage with a phone. So be careful, we're all going to get trapped in there. مولانا زبیکر سید رحمت احمد اللہ جمعان سمویکین یانگستر. And to him, he was crying. He said, I need my help. So I said, what? He said, my daddy, my son, 86 years old. She's sitting and watching New Jati on the TV. Said my dad, she's 76 years old, both feet in the grave already. What does he want there? But this is how the Satan pulls us. He makes it seem very nice to you. If your heart is clean, the way Allah Ta'ala wanted, that is the advantage of tazkiyah. Your heart becomes clean, then all the khurafat and kharab and evil thing won't appeal to you. Your nature, listen to this properly, your nature, your tabiat must come in line with the sharia. Then you make progress. Alhamdulillah. Before you even read, you will know that Allah Ta'ala will say this. This is what I have to do and that is what I'm going to do. If we can get that right, work hard. We have elders here, alhamdulillah, they travel far and wide. Take benefit from the present. And like I say, when we go home, make sure we are a changed person. We have changed. We came to the Israel Delta. We have now changed. I make up my mind. No TV, no chat line, no desk. If you want to buy a phone, go to Pepsi, they go to 69 rand phone. And that thing is only a phone, nothing else. That's what we need. If there's an urgent desire. Otherwise, even that we can do without. Alhamdulillah. And may the Lord offer dua for the Ummah, offer Rasul Fatsalam. Look at what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Amen. You can cry tears of blood for what's going on there. So cry the tears of blood and beg Allah and say, Allah, change the hearts of these people, let them come straight. The way we work, that's how we should be. Also, the halat in our country, unfortunately, are very, very bad. Very bad, very wrong, everything going cockeyed here. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala stabilize the country so we then can benefit and carry on with our deen and deeny work and run our madaris, masajid and everything the way it ought to be doing. And lastly, make dua for the people of Cape Town, Muslim, non-Muslim and all. Say Allah must bless them with rain. The difficulties involved there are very difficult, very difficult. In conclusion, I pray and make dua to Allah Jalla Wala. That Allah give me tawfiq to understand and make amal on what I have said. Ya Allah, give us all tawfiq to make amal and understand what our pious elders are going to tell us and what they've been getting up the whole weekend. We've been here all these days. Try and let it come to the fore so that when your family sees you, your children, your neighbor, they say, hey, alhamdulillah. The next Israel tells her, I'll be there. I want to become like him. It mustn't be that when you come home, your wife and children say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, problems are bad. So please, for the sake of Allah, mend our ways, set for the pious, learn. What is there to learn from them, whatever they is. And like I said, there's no doubt in this, that Islahi ta'alluq is first. If you omit it, you're answerable. Allah give us sufficient.